This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and these are our stories for Friday, May 15th. The ARRL Board of Directors recently voted to create a special life membership opportunity for individuals who are at least 70 years old. Starting on June 1st, the Life Plus 70 membership will be available to individuals who have turned 70 and have a combined 25 years of paid annual ARRL membership. Life Plus 70 members receive all benefits of an annual membership, including their choice of print magazine delivery, QST or on the air, and digital access to these publications, plus the digital versions of QEX and the National Contest Journal. In addition, each Life Plus 70 member will receive a Life member pin and a window decal and may purchase an exclusive Life member plaque. Qualifying members selecting this level of membership will enjoy the convenience of having to make a single payment for their entire tenure as an ARRL member and not subject to any future ARRL dues increases. To apply for the Life Plus 70 membership, individuals must complete the special Life Plus 70 member application, which will be available on June 1st, and submit proof of date of birth, if this information is not already on file with the ARRL. The Life Plus 70 membership fee must be made in a single payment. Pricing information can be found at www.arrl.org/membership-levels. Scroll down to the bottom of the page. ARRL has filed for a petition of clarification addressing two issues arising from the amended FCC RF safety rules that go into effect on June 1st for the amateur service and other FCC-regulated services. Licensees will have 2 years to determine if an RF safety evaluation is now required under the new rules and to perform an evaluation and implement any needed mitigation issues. Current rules already require amateur stations to meet RF exposure limits, but more amateurs will have to evaluate their stations under the new rules. On May 8th, ARRL asked the FCC to clarify that using maximum permissible exposure limits, or MPE, be permitted in the amateur service for required safety evaluations of 2,200-meter operations, just as they are elsewhere in the amateur spectrum. Removal of the exemption for amateurs resulted in a requirement to use specific absorption rate, or SAR, limits for amateur frequencies between 100 and 300 kilohertz, which are complex to measure. ARRL also wants the FCC to clarify that its amended rules permit the use of near-field regression rates using the MPE table to compare against the maximum field strength that may occur from a handheld portable device instead of using the SAR. In its filing, ARRL maintained that SAR data is not available for amateur equipment as it is for equipment used in other services. Before the rules were amended, mobile and portable transmitters generally were exempt from the requirement to perform routine environmental evaluations. A recent BBC News feature outlines how ham radio has received a significant boost by connecting people during the COVID-19 lockdown in the United Kingdom. The article quotes the Radio Society of Great Britain as saying that many former hams are now returning to the hobby. Mark Ryder, G3VHJ, a retired engineer who lives in North Warwickshire, said that after the lockdown restricted his occasional trips to the pub, rehearsing with his musician friends and visiting his wife in a nursing home, he decided to dust off his ham radio equipment to, quote, check out some other social interaction, unquote. Ryder said that rag chewing has become one of the highlights of his day. RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, said the society has experienced a threefold increase in license examination applications since social distancing rules were put into place. The UK has about 75,000 amateur licensees. With some states starting to relax restrictions on events and activities, the Grant County, Oregon Amateur Radio Emergency Service held an in-person exam session in the town of John Day that adhered to social distancing recommendations. Exam organizers held the gathering to within Oregon's 10-person limit for gatherings, keeping everyone 6 feet apart and requiring all participants to wear face masks. In Oklahoma, the Mid-Dell Amateur Radio Club, W5MWC, administered an open-air exam session that held to social distancing guidelines. Over the course of the 3-hour session, 16 candidates were tested and all were successful. One candidate passed all 3 exam elements to come away with his amateur extra class license. Another open-air exam session took place recently in Norway. The LA3F Radio Club, south of Oslo, had just completed its annual course for prospective amateurs, and 3 candidates were ready to take their exam when Norway began shutting down activities and gatherings due to the coronavirus pandemic. Not to be deterred, International Amateur Radio Union President Ole Garpsted, LA2RR, arranged with the Norwegian regulatory authorities to hold an outdoor exam session compatible with the social distancing and other safety guidelines in place. Garpsted met with the 3 candidates in the forest outside a local scout cottage, and with the candidates seated 16 feet apart, he administered the exam. Garpsted reported that all 3 candidates passed. A new on-the-air audio podcast is now available. The episode discusses the basics of modulation and includes an interview with John Bloodgood, KD0SFY, about Go Kits. You can listen to the podcast with your web browser at www.blurry.com/ARRL on the air, one word. You can also subscribe to the free podcast and listen with your iOS or Android mobile device. Speaking of mobile devices, there is a new version of the ARRL Magazine's app, especially for the Kindle Fire tablet. The new app adds access for digital versions of QEX and NCJ magazines.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
After a week of testing, the transponder on HuskySat 1 is enabled and open for use and further testing. It's fairly sensitive, and 5 to 10 watts is plenty most of the time. There are some fades due to satellite orientation, and some passes are definitely better than others. The operations and engineering teams are also watching a few anomalies. HuskySat 1 is the Husky Satellite Lab at University of Washington's first CubeSat and the first mission with AMSAT's Linear Transponder Module, or LTM-1, a VU transponder and integrated telemetry beacon and command receiver. UW recently completed their Part 5 operations and have graciously let AMSAT's Part 97 transponder operations commence. Then, a few days later, at the request of Husky Satellite Lab and AMSAT teams, AMSAT hereby designates HuskySat 1 as HuskySat Oscar 107, or HO107. HuskySat being a VU linear inverting transponder with the uplink from 145.910 to 145.940 MHz, while the downlink is 435.810 to 435.840 MHz. Thanks to the AMSAT News Service for this story. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
This is the ARRL propagation forecast for Friday, May 15th. The sun is blank again this week, and a hole in the southern atmosphere is sending a blast of wind our way. Those particles are likely to reach us on the 17th, and disruptions to the upper HF bands may last well into next week. On VHF and UHF, things are heating up again in a zone from central Texas through southeast Louisiana. For the week to come, be on the lookout in that area for big band openings, especially on 2 meters.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.